Welcome back to another episode of David and his adventures with his friends. This is for my little David in Fiji. This is chapter 3, The Courageous Puss in Boots. David and Sonic were having so much fun in Sparkle Land, but they knew they had a big mission ahead. They needed to find the Orb of Light and bring it to the Queen to save Sparkle Land from the Dark Shadow. As they walked through the magical forest, the trees seemed to whisper secrets all around them. The path became narrower, and soon they found themselves standing in front of a tall, old stone wall. The wall was covered in ivy. Ooh, ivy is poisonous. And right in the middle of it was a big, heavy door with no handle. "How are we going to open this?" David asked, scratching his head. Sonic tried pushing and pulling on the door, but it wouldn't budge. "This door is locked tight. We need to figure out how to get through," Sonic said, tapping his foot quickly. Suddenly, they heard a soft, elegant voice behind them. "Well, well, well, what do we have here? Two brave adventurers in need of help, I see." Sonic and David turned around and saw a tall, slender cat wearing a fancy hat with feather in it and shiny boots. The cat had a confident smile and a twinkle in his eyes. "Who are you?" David asked, amazed at how cool the cat looked. "I am Puss. Puss in Boots at your service," the cat said with a bow. "And I happen to be very good at getting into tricky places." Sonic grinned. "Nice to meet you, Puss in Boots. We could really use some help with this door. Do you know how to open it?" Puss in Boots looked at the door thoughtfully and then smiled. "Ah, this is no ordinary door. It's a magical door. And it will only open if you solve the riddle written on the wall." David looked closely and saw that hidden in the ivy. There were some words carved into the stone. He read them out. "I have keys, but open no locks. I have space, but no room. You can enter, but never leave. What am I?" David scratched his head, thinking hard. Sonic tried to think too, but he moved faster than his thinking. "Let me read this again. I have keys, but open no locks. I have space, but no room. You can enter, but never leave. What am I? Key, space, enter. What could it be?" Puss in Boots tapped his chin, then smiled confidently. "I know the answer. It's a keyboard. A keyboard has keys, but no lock. It has space, like the space bar, but no room. And you can type on it, but you can't go inside." As soon as Puss in Boots said the answer, the heavy door began to crack open. It opened wide, Sonic and David cheered, amazed by Puss in Boots and his cleverness. "You did it," David said happily. "Thank you, Puss in Boots." Puss in Boots smiled and bowed again. "It was a pleasure, young David. But I must warn you, beyond this door, the challenge will only get tougher. You will need all your courage and cleverness to keep going." "We are ready," said Sonic, bouncing on his toes. "Right, David?" David nodded. "Yes, we can do it, especially friends like you who help us. We can do it with our friends." Puss in Boots smiled warmly. "Then go on, brave adventurers. Remember, you are not alone in Sparkleland. You have many friends who will help you on your journey." With that, Puss in Boots waved goodbye. And David and Sonic stepped through the door into the next part of the adventure. The path ahead was dark and mysterious, but they knew they were one step closer to finding the Orb of Light and saving Sparkleland. As they walked further, the sky above Sparkleland shimmered with magical light, and David felt more confident than ever. With Sonic by his side and his friends like Puss in Boots, he knew they would face whatever challenges lay ahead. And so, with a smile on his face and twinkle in his eyes, David took a deep breath and continued his journey, ready for the next adventure. See you next time on our next adventure. Goodbye.